Blackstone Audio presents English and Literature by C.S. Lewis, edited by Leslie Walmsley. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. 56. Christianity and Literature. This was read to a religious society in Oxford and is reprinted from Rehabilitations and Other Essays, Oxford, 1939. It is now in Christian Reflections, 1998. When I was asked to address this society, I was at first tempted to refuse, because the subject proposed to me, that of Christianity and Literature, did not seem to admit of any discussion. I knew, of course, that Christian story and sentiment were among the things on which literature could be written, and conversely, that literature was one of the ways in which Christian sentiment could be expressed and Christian story told. But there seemed nothing more to be said of Christianity in this connection than of any of the 101 other things that men made books about. We are familiar, no doubt, with the expression Christian art, by which people usually mean art that represents biblical or hagiological scenes, and there is, in this sense, a fair amount of Christian literature. But I question whether it has any literary qualities peculiar to itself. The rules for writing a good passion play or a good devotional lyric are simply the rules for writing tragedy or lyric in general. Success in sacred literature depends on the same qualities of structure, suspense, variety, diction, and the like, which secure success in secular literature. And if we enlarge the idea of Christian literature to include not only literature on sacred themes, but all that is written by Christians for Christians to read, then I think Christian literature can exist only in the...